Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the show. Damon Evans. Damon, what's happening? How you feeling on this lovely Wednesday?
All good, brother. I'm doing well. I hope you guys are.
We're hanging in there, Damon. Appreciate that one. Let's start with Kevin Willard's men's hoops. We had a coach on yesterday. Got the win against Nebraska. Got a little dicier than things seem to be, but it's a win nonetheless. Now off to the road, Illinois, Indiana. And, you know, and he talked about the inability to get one in the win column away from College Park. But as you watch this team and we see the potential and now, you know, the analytics and the bracketology people are starting to put together resumes, what is your impression of the team so far, 19 games in, and how close are they, Damon, to getting over the hump away from Xfinity and really starting to put together a strong NCAA tournament push here?
Well, I've seen some really good things from this team. When you take a look at what Jacoby Gillespie has been able to do, he's been a great addition for us. Rodney Rice has been a great addition, as well as Selton Miguel. And Juju has played well, and our freshman DQ is playing extremely well. There are some times where we falter some. You like to see them play well all at the same time, because if that happens, and that happens on a consistent basis, this will be a tough team to deal with. So there's some really, really good things. But we've got to take care of, if you want to be a great team and you want to solidify yourself in the NCAA brackets, you got to win on the road. I hear all the stuff about how hard it is to win on the road. I get that. But you got to win on the road. We all play on the road. Every team in this conference plays the same number of road games. And so at the end of the day, we have got to win on the road. And I think once we get over the hump, then that builds some confidence and will give us momentum. We go into Illinois, and I don't want to go say that we all know it's going to be a tough place to play. We all know they're a tough team. But I want to be able to say, so are we, and that we got to be able to go in there and take care of business. We did it last year, so I believe we can do it again.
Now, in regards to the Big Ten, might not have the monster team, even though Michigan State's playing really well. Purdue lost last night to Ohio State, who Maryland thumped by 30 way back when. There isn't a monster team, say, like the SEC has a bunch of them. But how deep is the league where, you know, winning on the road, yeah, you like to get it done. And certainly there are a couple of games that Maryland probably should have. But there's no layup, no pun intended, when it comes to the schedule here.
Yeah, there is no layup when it comes to the schedule here. I think there's a lot of parity within our league. I think you see a league like the SEC, which is a phenomenal league in basketball. But when you take a look at us from top to bottom, there just doesn't seem to be those games that you point to and say, okay, that's an easy win. I want to give an example. Minnesota beat Michigan. You just stated that Ohio State beat Purdue. USC goes into Illinois and beats Illinois. So these things are not easy to overcome, and we've got to figure it out, though, and we've got to navigate this conference knowing how it is. And when you look at the road wins and losses, that's where teams will separate themselves in the Big Ten.
Now, the travel aspect. Maryland went out west, lost both games, Washington, Oregon. Mick Cronin was saying how it's a disadvantage for his Bruins because, you know, Maryland goes out to UCLA, which will be next year. They're funning and sunning on the beach. UCLA's got to come freeze their you-know-whats off in College Park. Is that an excuse, reason, slash, and are you buying it if, in fact, it is?
I don't believe in excuses.
Right.
I mean, you know, you have a schedule. We all know what the schedule is. And flying from the West Coast to the East Coast, we've had sports that have been doing that for years. This is not the first time that these things have happened. I'm not going to say that there's some things that you have to adjust to and adapt to. You're flying out there on a charter plane 4 to 5 hours. you land, you get yourself together. So you make the necessary adjustments, making up excuses. We all knew what we were getting to when we expanded this conference. And so I'm just not an excuse guy. I'm not going to make up excuses. I'm not going to use travel as a reason why we're not winning. I'm not going to use the way that the schedule set up as a reason that we're not winning. There are a lot of factors that contribute when a team doesn't win. And sometimes we want to pick out the things, and I'm talking about people collectively, just right. Want to focus on certain things. But I'm not focused. I got to focus on, if it's me, how do we get better? How do we figure the situation out that is before us and prepare ourselves in the right manner to do so?
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. All right, getting to college football. And last week, Damon, we talked about Coach Loxley talking with the Jets. That seems to have quieted down over the last few days. But the portal stuff, and I know you can't get into it in specifics in regards to players, looks like that could be working out for Maryland a little bit here with visitors coming to the campus. But how would you assess the offseason Maryland football? Season ended disappointingly at Penn State, but the offseason, the portal giveth, taketh away, recruiting, etc. How are we feeling about the team as we sit here on January 22nd?
Well, I like the efforts that we've made in the portal. I think that Locks and his staff have done some good things. But at the end of the day, you guys, you don't actually know until they get here. I mean, I've seen teams that have gone out and spent a lot of money in the portal that have not done very well. I've seen teams that have gone out and got really, really talented kids and have not performed well. And then on the other side, I've seen some teams go out and have great portal success. It's still about getting the right pieces and making sure that those pieces fit and work together. You got to have the strategy. You can have the talent, but if those pieces don't fit, and I remember Nick Saban saying on College Game Days, you can go out and spend money, but he said something to the right to the fact of you better get the right people. So what I read, things sound good. What I hear, what I see, things sound good. But the proof will be in the pudding when they get here on the campus and play together and how they fit in our system.
Playoffs ended with Ohio State winning the national championship. A lot of Big Ten, Damon, as you know, representation in the first 12-team field, including Indiana. And, you know, as a longtime Maryland season ticket holder and fan, I mean, they say, yeah, we can be Indiana. So how much does this, you know, bring hope to the prospects of, you know, this is no longer an unrealistic, air quotes, goal to play for a championship, that it's very much attainable, maybe as soon as within the next couple of seasons here?
Well, first, I want to congratulate Ohio State on their national championship. It's good to have a Big Ten member win the national championship, back-to-back years for the Big Ten, and making sure that we stake our claim in this ever-evolving world of intercollegiate athletics, especially with a sport like football. You know, I'm trying to get to a way. It's great to see what an institution like Indiana was able to accomplish. A lot of people put us in that same level of an Indiana. So I got to get away from the hope and start. We have to start believing that we can make it to a 12 team playoff. It provides a lot more opportunity to get there than a four-team format does. So it starts with believing. It starts with putting together the right strategy and having that supporting structure to carry out that strategy. And so I do like the opportunities that are ahead of us. But we half the battle is believing that you can get it done. And we've got to focus on believing we can do it and that we belong.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. All right, Damon, I know you're a busy man. What else is going on in College Park? I already saw the preseason lacrosse rankings are coming out already.
Well, yeah, you know, first I'm going to give a shout-out to Alex Clemson. I mean, our wrestling team is ranked 24th in the country, beat Michigan, then turned around and got a good victory over Wisconsin. So we're 3-0, and so he continues to do some good things. And I like where our gymnastics program, and I want to thank our fans for coming out against UCLA. We didn't get the win, but we had an unbelievable crowd, a little over 7,000 people. Obviously, there was an Olympian, Jordan Childs, there. So it's great to see that sport get the attention that it deserves. Track and field had a good showing at Penn State And then, you know, we got spring sports commencing. As you mentioned, our men's and women's lacrosse programs are unbelievable and garner a lot of attention. But we've got baseball, softball, tennis practicing as well. So I'm looking forward to a continued success and building on basketballs, both men's and women's, and then getting our spring sports underway.
All right, Damon, Woman Crush Wednesday. What are we jamming to today?
I'm going to give you an artist that last time I shook you up a little bit. You didn't know the artist I was talking
fell
about.
Fell out of my chair.
Yeah, you know, I got to keep you on your toes now. But this one will be by Kelly Clarkson, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
There you go, Damon Evans. Kelly Clarkson coming your way. Damon, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you. Talk soon.
You got it. Damon Evans, everybody. AD, University of Maryland. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Nolan McGraw is going to say hello again. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the midweek money? And then Cordell Woodland, our Ravens insider, shaking it up sports, talking about what he saw, what he heard, what he's feeling about the Ravens, as unfortunately they did their end of season presser today.